Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. You can take the radio show with you on the go with the free Odyssey app here on Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And today we are broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck for the return of Burger Night. Back like it never left. Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight, you can get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or a bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. That's Mondays. Any of the Capitol Ale House locations here in Richmond, or you can join me here in Innsbruck as we're live and local from 12 to 3, and we are here throughout the NFL, NBA, and NHL seasons on Mondays to recap the weekend action and preview tonight's contest from around the sports world. And in the NBA, the play-in tournament is set. The NHL postseason is about to begin. Caps first place in the Eastern Conference. NFL draft 10 days away. And last night, we all witnessed history, the career grand slam for Rory McIlroy, who thanked his friends, his family, said hello to all of his supporters after winning in the playoff, and then said, all right, I've got to go get my green jacket. It was very entertaining. Sunday at the Masters in Augusta, and that's where we will begin by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody. Clearly. This is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So I told you guys on Thursday I was rooting for Rory McIlroy this year at the Masters. He didn't know if he would ever have the chance to win the Masters to complete the career Grand Slam. And in the final round on Sunday from Augusta at the Masters, Justin Rose was able to put together a stellar round of 6-under to hit 11-under par on the weekend and tie Rory McIlroy, who had plus one on Sunday. So it was a fantastic Sunday at Augusta. Let's take a listen to Justin Rose, who hits here on 18 and evens things up with Rory McIlroy.
Got a chance. Justin Rose at the 72nd. No lead is safe around here.
We go to the 17th hole. Rory McIlroy with a chance for birdie. Let's take a listen to the call.
Go, 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 go.
Baby.
Go, go, go.
Yeah. And go it did. What a shot. Rory McIlroy, as the crowd's roar.
And it looked like Rory was going to win it, and then he messes up in the 18th hole, and to the playoffs we go. And it was just a fantastic performance there by Justin Rose. Really, it's incredible how good he was on Sunday. And we go to the playoffs, and Rose has a chance for birdie. Let's take a listen to Jim Nantz on the call.
Door is open again.
The door is open again for Rory McIlroy, and Rory sinks the putt. Let's take a listen to the call.
Journey it's taken to get here for all this history. The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
So entertaining there on a Sunday in Augusta for the Masters. I mean, at one point in the afternoon, there was a three-way tie at 10 under. McIlroy eventually wins it late, but it was fun. Not very often you get to see the Masters go to a playoff hole, and that's what we all got to witness as Rory McIlroy wins the Masters and has this to say on the accomplishment.
I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember. You know, there were points in my career where I didn't know if I would have this nice garment over my shoulders.
And he achieved it. The green jacket for Rory McIlroy and the career Grand Slam. We move over to NHL. Talk some puck on the sports app. So the end of the regular season is approaching. Final games will be played on Thursday. Well, here's what's at stake, because there are a lot of games being played today. Six games taking place today. Capitals are currently first place in the Eastern Conference standings. And if the playoffs started today, the Capitals would face off against the Montreal Canadiens. The Hurricanes would get the Devils. The Lightning would get the Panthers. And the Maple Leafs would get the Ottawa Senators. But things could change ahead of the regular season finale on Thursday. Over the weekend, Alex Ovechkin netted goal 896. So he set the record of 895. Here is 896. Let's take a listen to the call on WJFK 106.7, The Fan.
Ovechkin, he scores! Alex Ovechkin! Goal number 896. He slaps it home from the slot, and they're on their feet. They love it here in D.C. 1-0 Capitals!
Capitals would lose 4-1, but they still have first place in the Eastern Conference standings, and they have clinched that position. Over to the NBA on the sports app. Chris Paul, Spurs point guard, in his 20th NBA season, makes history with 82 starts out of 82 games. First time anybody in their 20th year has played that much basketball. I have been a fan of Chris Paul throughout his entire NBA career and dating back to his college days at Wake Forest. For the Washington Wizards, they close out their season with a game against the Miami Heat, and Bub Carrington, one of the first-round picks that the Wizards made, makes the play of the season. Let's take a listen to the call on WTEM.
Got to get it in. Andy Carrington. Carrington left sideline. Guarded by Hawkins. Carrington drives. Left double. Flips up the shot.
Whoa!
And scores at the buzzer. He's mobbed by his teammates. He put it high off the glass to avoid the Hawkins block. And Bob Carrington driving and scoring. And the Wizards winning 119-118.
Pretty good way to close out the season. 119-118. Bub with 15, 7 rebounds and 9 assists. And the Wizards will have one of the best percentage chances of winning the lottery. Three bottom teams all have 14% chance of winning the lottery, and Wizards are included in that group. Clippers defeat the Warriors to knock Steph Curry's team into the play-in tournament. That was a final 124-119. So as we get ready for the play-in tournament, that was big right there. And Buddy Hield had a game-tying three, but he missed it. Let's take a listen to the call on ESPN.
For somebody, if you want, but you can't do it before the ball's inbounded. There it is. Buddy Hield gets a good look for three. No good. Rebound Harden.
And he's fouled with 3 seconds left.
So that would do it. Clippers would win 124-119. Also in the NBA, the Pelicans have fired Vice President David Griffin. Sources tell ESPN and Sham Sharnia after 6 seasons with the franchise, the Pelicans will be looking for a new head of basketball operations. Last night in the NBA, the final day of the regular season saw Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves win a very important game. Anthony Edwards with a step back three, ties most threes his made this season. Let's take a listen to the call on ESPN.
Edwards, step back three, cash! And with that three, he has tied Malik Beasley for the league lead in three-pointers made this season.
Thunder are the 1 seed. Rockets are the 2 seed. Lakers, Timberwolves, your 3-6 matchup. Nuggets, Clippers, your 4-5. In the East, the Cavs are the 1 seed. The Celtics are the 2 seed. You know that we have the 3-6 matchup of the Knicks, Pistons. Pistons won 40 more games than the previous season, most in NBA history in a 1-year turnaround. 4-5 matchup is the Pacers against the Bucks. Play-in tournament begins Tuesday night with the Hawks against the Magic in the 7th versus the 6th place game, 8th place game, and then the Grizzlies Warriors in the 7th, 8th place game. That will be 10 p.m. TNT on Tuesday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Let's move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. And let's just go to the Baltimore Orioles. And it was Mountcastle with a one-run home run over the weekend for the O's. Let's take a listen to the call.
30 feet between pitches. Line drive left field. This one is well hit, and there is the first home run of the season for Mountcastle. And it gives the Orioles a 2-1 lead.
The Orioles are sitting at 6-9, bottom of the American League Eastern Conference, with a loss on Sunday. The Washington Nationals are at the same exact record in the NL East at 6-9, having dropped 2 straight. So the O's and the Nats both sitting at 6-9, 15 games into the season. We'll talk a little baseball later on the show today with some Major League Chew. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll talk NFL Draft with our buddy Kyle Ronick, who covers the Washington Commanders. Hokie Steve will sit down with us to talk all things Virginia Tech Athletics. They had their spring game on Saturday. And then Andrew Golden of the Washington Post to give the latest on the Washington Nationals at 2:30 here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the Wizards close out the worst season in a long time with a buzzer beater win over the Heat. But luckily for the Wizards, they will still have a chance to get the number one overall pick, a 14% chance to win the lottery. It is kind of Black Monday here in the NBA. Play-in tournament begins tomorrow. It will include Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. It will not include the Phoenix Suns, who had the highest payroll in NBA history. Sham Sharnia with ESPN reporting, the Suns have fired coach Mike Budenholzer after a one failed season with the team that had the highest payroll in NBA history. It's going to begin a summer of massive changes for the Suns that will most likely include working on a trade partner for Kevin Durant. We'll talk NBA on the fast break with AWOD coming up later on the show today, but joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little crosstalk, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
I'm glad you'll be doing NBA takes later, as I have none to offer other than it stinks to be the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, yeah. And what did they expect? I mean, trading for Bradley Beal, who had a no-trade clause, it's just a win for the Wizards front office every time the Suns fail and do so with Beal on their roster. But, Michael, I want to start with Masters Sunday from Augusta.
Yeah.
That was one of the most entertaining Sundays at the Masters in 5 or 10 years. I mean, I don't remember a Sunday recently in which I was that locked in, and there was a three-way tie at one point, all at 10 under par. It was incredible.
Yeah, certainly you're going back to Tiger in 2019 winning, coming back and winning in his 40s. That certainly, stands out as the most recent one. But that was Tiger, and Tiger's always going to be interesting at the Masters. The characters were just so good, so compelling. You had Rory, and of course, that journey has been so well documented, 11 years chasing after this golf immortality. Bryson, cartoonish villain who's now loved because he has a great YouTube channel. And then you get a bonus character there at the end. Justin Rose sneaks in, another old guy who's never won a Masters, has been in a playoff before, Sergio Garcia, 8 years ago. So he enters the mix here, wants to try to spoil the day. You got Rory opening with double bogey. I mean, just compelling theater from the first round to the finish. I mentioned on my show, I thought CBS did an amazing job just letting it speak. You didn't hear from the announcers for probably 6-7 minutes there after he won. Just incredible, compelling theater.
MP with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. You can check him out Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. At what point do you start to get concerned about the Washington Capitals losing in the first round of the NHL postseason once again?
I need a first round win, and I can make peace after that. But Canadians seem to have caught their stride a little bit. We got shades of 2010, 2011. When was it that happened? I've repressed it from my memory. The Caps won the President's Trophy. They didn't this year, but they're the one seed this year. Canadians were the 8 and took care of business there in 7. One of the great recent wins in Montreal Canadiens playoff history, and certainly one of the low points for the Capitals on their journey, their long Rory McIlroy-ish journey to a Stanley Cup with Ovechkin. I am not worried about recent sluggish performances, though. I think there's still time to turn the corner here. I think there's still time to get back on the right track. But certainly I'd rather they be in good form right now than bad form, so I don't love it.
Yeah, I'm not hitting the panic meter button, but I am concerned. Coach Carberry said after the 7-0 defeat to the Blue Jackets, the next game was a massive game. It was a home game, time to turn things around. You get an OV goal, but you lose 4-1. And I just don't know how easy it is in hockey to turn it on. They've just really struggled as of late to score goals outside of Alex Ovechkin, and they're not getting the net mining that they need. I think that's maybe the bigger area of concern, is giving up 11 goals in the last 2 days.
Yeah, even when they were number one earlier in the season, they were hot. You talk to people, who follow the team day in, day out, and they say, I don't know if they have the goaltending to win the cup, right? Because that was a discussion. Like, could this team win the cup? I don't know if they have the goaltending to do it. That said, they have the goaltending to win in the first round. I think that's a fair expectation to place on them. You nailed it, though. Montreal's going to be coming in hot. They're having to play for their playoff lives every night. They're playing really good hockey. In baseball, we have this sometimes, right, where the team that gets the bye just doesn't look the same, and the team that made it through the wild card round is rolling, has the momentum. That's what scares me, too. I'm a little worried. Once you get to the second round, they're all good teams. It's all, there's some puck luck involved in all those things. And certainly Carolina's built to win the cup. You've got some really good teams in the East this year that are going to be challenging them. But I think I'm going to have to ask them to get out of the first round. I think that's a fair expectation.
Yeah, Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Let's talk NFL draft. We are 10 days away. Washington will select 29 overall in the first round of the 2025 NFL draft. And Michael, one of my takeaways from my show Saturday in the nation's capital, where I kind of feel like I'm talking to the fan base, we take calls nonstop, was that a big percentage of the fan base wants a wide receiver or a running back in the first round. What do you think about that, Michael?
No, I think edge rusher is the play here, right? I mean, they have big holes defensively. Let's not overlook that. Let's not pretend that because they have Jaden Daniels, everything's going to be okay and they're going to be back in an NFC title game. That's not how this works. This defense, and look, Dan Quinn is not. It's nice to have him. It's nice to have Joe Witt. These guys coached up the defense as well as they could, got them to a great spot. But look at those late season games. Even the win against Philly, they allowed a lot of points. The two losses to Philly allowed a lot of points. In Detroit, allowed a ton of points in that playoff loss and benefited from the turnovers in Tampa, though that was certainly a better performance. There is some cleanup that needs to be done defensively. They do not have an edge rusher who opponents fear. That is a big part of football right now. If they turn in the card at 29, I get wanting to build around Jaden. I want to give Jaden all the weapons, everything he wants. But you've got to tend to the defense at some point. Otherwise, you're going to become the Cincinnati Bengals.
I think I've decided, Michael, that as long as Adam Peters has circled 61, all right, the second round pick, 61 overall for Washington as EDGE edge, as long as 61 overall is the edge rusher for Washington to fill that hole, I'm okay with the first-round pick being a wild card, him attempting to trade back. If it doesn't happen, he just takes the best wide receiver. He takes the best running back, takes the best offensive lineman available, because I think this is a deep enough edge rusher class that you could still get your starter at 61 overall.
And you said two key words there, trade back. I think we both agree he's going to be looking to trade back, going to be looking to add some picks. You got a lot of things you want to do. You don't have enough picks to do everything you want to do. Won't surprise me at all if they don't make a pick on that Thursday night. I think, in fact, that's probably his top preference on what he wants to do.
So if I can guarantee you that it is a top edge rusher at 61 overall, could you be interested in Omarion Hampton at 29?
He's a good player. I like it. Right every time you say that name, I'm like, ooh, I kind of like him. Maybe a Travion Henderson, right, kind of situation. I definitely love him. I get the appeal of the running back, and certainly you hear noise from inside the building that they are kicking the tires on running backs and taking a good hard look at who they can add. I understand why, and they need one. Man, I just can't get over the number of holes on the defense. The offense, I feel like, can take care of itself for a minute. In Adam Peters, we trust. If he wants a game-changing running back, I think that's awesome. I think that's obviously something Jaden would welcome. But at a certain point, you just got to do something for the defense, because I'm nervous about him coming into this offseason here.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I just think that from what I've heard from the front office, there is an emphasis on finding, and you even mentioned this, an every down running back, and that wasn't available in free agency. I think he is available in this draft, and I think it could be even at 61 overall, you could get a guy that can do that for Washington. Because the interesting, like Travion Henderson, I feel like I've seen him mock to Washington at 29. I've seen him mock to Washington at 61. It's kind of interesting because there's so many good running backs also.
He's in a great space, and certainly I get the critiques, and he doesn't have the resume of some of these other guys. I kind of like that. I like that he was sparingly used in college. I like that there's tread on the tires, right? I see that as a positive, that he's coming in maybe with a little bit more to offer than a guy like Genty, who was just play after play after play last year. Not that I don't want Genty. If he slides, I'll take him. But, you've got a guy who's maybe a little bit fresher, maybe a little bit more ready for year one in the NFL, because, that's the other thing hovering over this. We're not drafting for the future anymore, Adam. You've said this, and I'll say it as well. We're drafting for the present. This is a year with high expectations, and the days of, like, let's draft a guy and see if he pans out in 3 years, that's not the timeline these guys are working on.
Yeah, Michael, before we let you go, can you give us your take on how the offensive line will be adjusted with the addition of Laremy Tunsil?
Yeah, so obviously he'll play left tackle. You're looking at, Sam Cosmi's injury as being a major factor here. Remember, he tore his ACL in the playoff game in January. Traditional timeline says he's not going to be out there for opening day. You heard Dan Quinn say that he's going to move over to the right side. He initially said right tackle, walked that back to, hey, he'll play both the positions, which I think was a polite way of saying, we're going to wait and see. Need to let everybody else know along that right side as well. The question is, how do you shift from there? Is Allegretti the right guard? And then when Cosmi comes back, how do you work with that? It's a good problem to have overall, for sure. But I do think that probably Brandon Coleman becomes right tackle when the dust settles.
Yeah, or at least it's a competition at training camp between Coleman and Andrew Wiley, and I do believe that Andrew Wiley can be beaten out. I've seen enough of him at right tackle. It's not amazing.
If you get Cosmi back, I think Wiley is probably the odd man out there, right, in terms of who's sitting in that first game. I don't mind having him as the sixth man on the line, though. I think that's good depth, and you need good depth, especially with Cosme being a wild card. But if I had to guess, the first game Cosme's back, Wiley's not running out of the tunnel as a starter.
Michael, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Take care, Adam.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local here on Mondays from 12 to 3 p.m., and it's time to talk all things NFL draft as we are 10 days away, and the Commanders will be on the clock at pick number 29 overall. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, the creator and host of the award-winning Burgundy Zone podcast talking all things Commanders. It's Kyle Roenick with us here on the hotline. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, Adam? Long time no talk. Glad to be here. It's a perfect time for the NFL draft.
Absolutely. So let's get into it. And I know you've probably been mocking it up just like I have with my friends. I mean, over the weekend, we went to a bar and just pulled out our phones and did about 5 or 10 mock drafts, 3-round mock drafts, 4-round mock drafts. But we'll start with 29 overall for Washington. And I guess, how would you like them to play out the first round? I've been saying I think they want to trade back. I think they're going to try to trade back. I'm not sure if they'll be able to, but they're going to try to. How would you like them to play out the first round?
Yeah, you would love to be able to get them to recoup some more picks. Obviously, with 5 overall, 2 in the top 90, it's not really a recipe for success if you're trying to build this team from the ground up, right? But I trust Adam Peters and company in doing everything they can. And last year, a good example is them moving back in the second round to be able to get Mikey Samer still and to be able to get some more. But in the honestly, the first couple picks, I really need speed in the trenches, especially on the defensive line. One thing that we're lacking at the moment is that speed rush. The DQ defense from Dallas, they really relied heavily on that Micah Parsons type of role where they were forcing the ball out of the quarterback's hands, allowing the corners to make a play on the ball. Here, we don't really have that speed rush at the moment. We more so have the bigger, thicker guys that are the persistent Ryan Kerrigan type of rushers. So what I really would like for them to do is get a guy like Mike Green. If he were to fall to Washington to 29, he has some off-field issues, but I'm not going to get into the weeds with that, but he's 6'4", 248, led the nation last year with 17 sacks out of Marshall, and he blew up the Senior Bowl, actually left early. The other guy you could say the flip side, if run defense is really what you're trying to get at, AWOD, is Nick Scorton from Texas A&M. He was 6'4", 285 pounds last season. He only had 5 sacks, but the year previous at Purdue, he played at 250, 260, and there he put up 10 sacks. So at Texas A&M, they really asked him to bulk up his weight to be able to stop the run, and that was the priority. But in the pros, what I'm hearing is that he's going to be going back down to 250, 260, and maybe you're going to be able to replicate that pass rush with the end setting in the run game as well. The other name I really would like at an edge setter is Donovan Ezuriku from Boston College. 6'2", 247 pounds, had 16.5 sacks last year for Boston College. I think that's somebody that Dan Quinn and company could really move all over the line. You can't go wrong with those guys, but I know that a lot of the fan base are clamoring for running backs. And there's you would have to go with Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. I nicknamed him the Hannibal, Adam, because he absolutely just destroys defenders, either in blocking as a passer or being a lead blocker on run plays for the quarterback, blowing up linebackers, safeties, and even defensive tackles. The guy is a psychopath, and if you're going to really set the tone for going to be able to beat Philly and these other players, other teams, I think that Travion Henderson is the shoe-in fit for you.
So it feels like you're with me, edge rusher, top priority. Then you're willing to grab a running back if the right guy is the right fit for Washington. What are two other positions that you think are premium positions for Washington to upgrade in the draft?
I think safety is one, and one name that comes into mind is Andrew Makuba from Texas. He had 7 interceptions last year for Texas, and the year previous he was at Clemson, and they asked him to play slot corner. He didn't really get all that many opportunities be able to get turnovers, but at Texas they moved him to strong safety and he really flourished there, and he plays with his hair on fire. He's not going to be the Nick Imenwori, right, from South Carolina, where he's like 6'4", big dude, reminds you of Cam Chancellor, doesn't play like Cam, but is very, very quick, fast, but has an issue in the back end. Andrew Makuba is all over the field, plays with his hair on fire, comes up in the run game, is able to get those turnovers in the passing game as well. I think Andrew Makuba is the Mikey Samron still of this draft. And so I think strong safety is something you could really bolster up and help your team out overall. The other one is obviously wide receiver.
Yeah.
Wide receiver is going to be big because, in my personal opinion, Adam, you have to go into the season assuming each player is going to miss time. And do you have a backup at each position to feel comfortable with? And so with Debo, I think somebody like Jalen Knoll from Iowa State, who's 5'10", 194 pounds, ran a 4.39 40, an 11.2 broad jump, and he put up 23 reps on the bench press at 5'10", 194, which is more than Donovan Ezuriku did. And so I think somebody that can be able to operate in that kind of same sphere as Debo, being that kind of in the backfield lining up on run plays just to mess with the defense, being that motion kind of guy. But he is a vertical threat as well, with blazing fast speed, being able to take the top off the defense. And another Jalen that deserves credit here is Jalen Lane from my Virginia Tech, 5'10", 191 pounds, ran a 4.34, a 40-inch vertical. And he also is a punt returner. And I think that is a big need for this football team. Without Jamison Crowder, what are we going to do at punt returner? And if you can get a difference maker, a speedster like Jalen Lane, that could really help out the entire team of being able to flip the field for the offense.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like wide receiver is such an important position for Washington to keep bringing in younger guys that are going to be impactful. We got to replace De'Ami Brown. I don't think you can expect much from like a Michael Gallup. Hopefully Luke McCaffrey can improve. But it does feel like this team is desperate for some special teams help from that position as well, because you know dynamic kickoffs are here to stay now. Punt returners, you're looking for a guy that can flip the field. I don't think Jamison Crowder should make this roster again. I love the guy, but I feel like if we're going to compete for a conference championship, we need better than Jamison Crowder.
Yeah, you're right. I think Jamison right now is a free agent. Don't know if they don't go wide receiver in the draft, if they were to call him and bring him in to retain him. And I agree with you about Michael Gallup, because I think that wide receiver two spot, in quotes, could be a combination of Noah Brown, of KJ Osborne, and then Michael Gallup. And then there you're working with Debo and Luke as those two kind of slot guys. Terry is kind of on his own in his own realm, of course. But I think that you like going in with that mindset, it's not bad, but you could always add speed to this roster, especially vertically, like you talked about with leaving with De'Ami Brown. You're going to need to be able to take the top off the defense. No disrespect to the other guys, I trust that they'll be able to do that, but you need that threatening speed. And in this draft, there is a couple guys here that could really do some damage for you. But majority in the draft, what you're dealing with is a lot of possession guys, taller wide receivers that can do well for you. But if you really want to take the top off the defense, I think Jalen Lane and Jalen Noel is really what you want to key in on.
Is it safe to assume, because of the NFL's unwritten rule that players ball out in a contract year, is it safe to assume that we'll get a good version of Debo Samuel this year?
Absolutely. Just pure on the human aspect of wanting to be motivated to prove yourself, your worth, and trying to get as much money as you possibly can. I respect that, and I think that Debo is going to answer that call. Adam Peters' name, not his reputation, but what he believes is being brought into question with Debo, because Marshawn Lattimore already brought a chink in the armor almost for the fan base at this point. Debo being another one, I trust Debo. And it's not only just Debo. If you think back to last year, Adam, with Jaden Daniels, everyone was poo-pooing De'Ami Brown. Everyone was poo-pooing what we had there with Noah Brown and everything, saying we need more wide receiver help, of course. But this was also one of the most electric offenses in the NFL last year, just given with what was in the cupboard there. You're adding somebody like Debo Samuel, that chess piece that can move all over. I don't expect him to be used in the run game all that much. I do think that he is going to be that weapon in the middle of the field that defenses have to keep an eye on, just to help Jaden and Terry out just a little bit more so they can be able to navigate and get down the field. I fully trust that Cliff Kingsbury has a wide playbook for Debo Samuel, and he's going to be getting a heavy workload.
What is one thing you're looking for from Jaden Daniels in terms of improvement this season?
I asked this question to a guest a while ago, and it's a good one. But I'll say the continued work ethic and trusting his teammates. Like Luke McCaffrey last year, everyone will go to the stat that he was open quite a lot, was able to create separation against corners, but it just wasn't targeting Luke. And maybe that was sort of a trust thing. But ultimately, it comes down to Jaden Daniels protecting himself. My goal for Jaden Daniels is for him to be able to break Brett Favre's record of consecutive games started. I know that sounds insane, but I need him to stay healthy so he can be able to continue to pursue that and build on that. I love his ability and what he can do, but availability is the best ability, right, Adam? And that's what I really want to do for Jaden Daniels. A lot of respect for Lamar Jackson and how he plays football. Him and Tyreek Hill are perfect at this, where they're able to get down before contact to preserve their health. And that's what I want Jaden to really focus on. And last year wasn't really his fault on that 40-yard run that he got the rib injury on, but it's one of those things where you got 40, as soon as you feel that contact, just get down. And he did a better job at it later on in the season, of course, but just that continued mindset, not to be overly safe or cautious, but just try to get the most that you can, but understand that the end of it has to be you not getting hit, and that's the biggest priority.
Kyle, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Of course, Adam. Thank you. Have a good one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local here Mondays from 12 to 3 p.m., and they are promoting Burger Night once again. Back like it never left, 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95. That's $2.95. Or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Only at Capitol Ale House, only on Mondays from 3 p.m. to midnight. It is, as it is pretty beautiful weather here in Richmond today. Sunny, about 72 degrees, high of 78. Stub, make sure you get out and about after the show today. I'm going to try to play some pickleball, and we have pretty much good weather for most of the week. It's supposed to rain a little bit tomorrow, but after that, it's supposed to be pretty nice and sunny all week, and the Squirrels will be back in town at the Diamond, and they have a day game Wednesday that will take the place of AWOD Radio, but always fun to get out to the Diamond for a day game. Stub, did you get out to see people run the Monument 10K at all on Saturday here in Richmond?
Yes, I did. So massive congratulations to my father and sister for completing it. My dad, who is 60 years old, had a 60-minute time.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he crushed it.
That's fantastic, yeah. Saul, some people ran the race in under 40 minutes. Like, somebody was telling me that before their heat even started, they saw people pass the finish line in, like, 37 minutes. That's, like, that's just insane to me
to think
about. Yeah,
pretty incredible.
I mean, that's, like, lower than a six-minute mile. That's wild. My buddies ran...
No, that's more than a six-minute mile.
Is it slightly
it's about
more than
six... Because it's 6 miles, so
6
times
6
would be
though,
36
right?
minutes.
Yeah, but it's like 6.3, so it might be slightly under 6 minute mile. To get a time like that, you got to be booking it. My buddies ran times of like between 50 minutes to 101. They were all pissed because they wanted to break 100, like your dad,
yeah, that's
I guess.
Tough.
And then we've got Zach Joaquin, Richmond Times Dispatch. I think he ran in like 47 minutes.
All right,
so
not bad.
It's just really cool the way the city comes together for that event every single year.
There are so many people that run it.
Yeah.
You go out there and stand for a second, just waves and waves of people just pass by for hours.
Oh, yeah.
I love, there's a guy like in a full suit. Everyone's got fun little costumes on. I really like how Richmond shows up for these.
Yeah. And then like the rest of the day Saturday, it felt like everywhere I went, I ran into somebody that, you know, had their jersey on or had a T-shirt on that said they ran. You know, I went over to River City Roll for their 7-year anniversary party, and it was filled with people. A lot of people had just ran the Monument 10K. And Stub, I posted this video on social media. I felt like a bad person because I swang at the pinata and I crushed it and I knocked out all the candy. But I just felt like I should not have been the guy that was swinging the pinata that was for kids, but I got peer pressured into it by my girlfriend and her friends to do it. And then after I knocked it and all the candy went down, I did feel like, all right, well, at least the kids can go pick up the candy. I didn't pick up any of the candy, but for a while I felt like I was the bad guy because I saw this one kid who was like depressed because he was going to swing after me, Stubb. After my swing, there was no more swings. But they didn't replace it. Every 30 or 45 minutes, they replaced the pinata. But it was tough because I told them, I was like, I don't want to swing because I know I'm going to break this. And they were like, no, come on, it'll be fun. We'll promote it on social media. But I knew it was for the kids, you know.
It's a tough call there because, you know, you got to go out there and swing at it. And if you swing at it too light so someone else can hit it behind you, you look like a loser.
Yep.
You can't break a pinata in one swing as an adult.
Yeah, and all of the money went to Rack in Richmond, so I didn't feel like that much of a loser because I paid, you know, $20 for a certain amount of swings, so that at least I was supporting the charity there. And they do great work supporting animals in Richmond at River City Roll for their work with SPCA and with Rack, and all the proceeds from the anniversary party went to Rack. So that was pretty much the highlight of my weekend there on Saturday, watching my friends run the monument, 10K over to River City Roll for some carnival games and some beer, and then a house party later on Saturday night. What was the highlight of your weekend, Stubb?
I took a fun trip to Fredericksburg on Saturday. That was really nice. They had a big thrift event, so me and some friends went out to check that out.
Okay.
Got Fredericksburg Benny's. That was good. I didn't know they had a Benny's there. I'd never really been to Fredericksburg, and we went to Main Street and just kind of walked around. My friend showed me their hometown. It was a good time.
Yeah. How far away is that?
It's like an hour drive.
Yeah.
Traffic dependent, because you are taking 95 up to D.C.
So what were the best items at this thrift store? Like, were there any throwback sports jerseys, NFL, NBA, or NHL? Like, that's what I'm always looking for when I'm thrifting. I love an old-school sports jersey, something vintage.
I'm sure there were. I only really look for O's stuff.
Okay.
And I did not find any, which was disappointing. But I got a nice new pair of pants. So, you know, you take what you get.
I'm not sure I would consider them new pair of pants.
Well, it's new to me.
Yeah, but somebody else has been wearing those on their hips for years before they took them off and handed them into the thrift store. So you're wearing somebody else's pants.
And that's why they're $10.
Pants. I guess that's better than your mom jeans that you wear every day. I'm sorry. I love taking shots at your outfits.
All you got is that my mom bought me khakis once. You don't even remember the type of pants they are.
But it feels like every day I say, oh, he must be wearing his mom's pants. All right. Here you go, Stubb. What's the latest with your hair length? How long is that thing now?
You got to get your two things you have against me.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything against your long hair. I just know that if we were in more of a professional setting, that somebody from the higher ups would say, "Dude, you got to cut that thing." You're out here, you're looking crazy with that long hair.
You can't do that anymore.
I guess not.
Can't do that anymore
because the Yankees said they're changing the rules for everyone. You can have long hair and don't care. What are you, Lil Wayne? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. So the Washington Commanders will be on the clock in about 10 days for pick number 29 overall. And a Super Bowl winning head coach had some very nice things to say about Jaden Daniels and his incredible rookie season, as the future is now. You're going to hear me keep saying that when we talk Commanders. The future is now. Screw these draft picks. They don't mean anything when they're number 29 for each round. I mean, that's basically a second-round pick. So the future is now for Washington. You've got to find a way to build off of this incredible 12-win campaign that saw his team win two postseason games and advance to a conference championship for the first time in 30 years. You've got to build off of that. And at 29 overall, I am going to say that I think Adam Peters should have that as a wild card pick. You're going to try to trade back. There's a chance maybe if you absolutely love a guy that's going at like 23, 24, you trade up slightly. But most likely, I think that you want him to be able to say, we've done enough this offseason, we could take the best player available. And I believe this is a deep enough draft class that you can still get your edge rusher, your pass rusher of the future, in the second round, either at 61 overall, or, again, maybe you trade up or trade back. They have five picks. I think they're going to try to acquire six or seven picks to make sure they get enough impactful players in this year's NFL draft. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's the Richmond Commander coming up next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness.
When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.